So we have the scenario over here is in a case where you have the what's going on? In case you have an iskufa in front of going in, a threshold going in, which is a raised platform. So he's going to make it go in a new case. So this is talking about iskufa tibayis, and there's a mashkuf. So the area of the area beyond the door, which is towards the outside, and it still has the mashkuf on top of it. So we do not want a person being machnis from the iskufa into the rishus yachid or ipro, because they're afraid it won't be a share of arba, and then the status of the iskufa, which fronts immediately to the Carmelis or Shesarab, which is outside, will have the same din as the Carmelis or Shesarab, and the person will be carrying from there inside. Had that area been the proper shear, it'd be Rishus Yachid, and you'd be allowed to carry inside. We said, we don't want you carrying inside because that might not be so. Okay. It says that even if it's Gabar Shalosha, well, it's a Lomer. If it's three high, Imkain Havi Oysa Makam Makam Tur. Your whole argument like this. If it's the four there, it's a Shos Yochid. Remember we discussed this last time. We made them a Monoshul. So you're allowed to carry inside. If it's not four, it's a Makam Patur. So why are you allowed to carry inside? So no, what's the problem? So what's the most concern? If the Mashkev is in 4 Tvachim, so they're also not 4 Tvachim. Mele having Makam Patur, says Makam Patur, Makam Patur, Haloi Kaimel London, Mutal Tal to Rishas Yachid, Rishas Rabim. You can carry from Makam Patur to Rishas Yachid, or you can carry from Makam Patur to Rishas Rabim. So what's the problem? Zat Ramah, Zat Mishabur, explaining the Ramah, Mikal Makam Kim, and Shakal Rishri Yishalano, Haim Carmelis, Ladas Kamapaiska. Nowadays, we deal with our Rishri as a Carmelis because we don't have 600,000 people. So our Rishus HaRabim may have a din of a Carmelis. And this iskupa is right next to it. So Ramina Motzis Minas Minas. So we deal with the Makam Patur as being connected to the Carmelis. And then the rule is that the Makam Patur, which is connected to the Carmelis, gets the din of a Carmelis. So now that it has the din of a Carmelis, you can't carry from it inside to the bayis. Now, it's interesting. So it seems to be that the Ramah is going with the assumption, halacha l'maaseh, said you need 600,000 people. Because he's making a statement, Shekol Rishir Shalom are Haim Carmelis. It sounds like this is a fact. Well, it's Mechleikus, you know.
Right.
He just states it as a fact, you need 600,000, and the male Rishir Shalom are Carmelis. Now, the truth is, there is actually a base merit which says the Raya is not a good Raya. Because here we're discussing the Chumrah. Since it's a Carmelis, therefore the skufa becomes a Carmelis, and if you can't carry from the skufa into the house. Yeah, the chumra were machmer that it's a Carmelis. I.e., you need 600,000 to make a Rishus HaRabim. You don't have 600,000. Male, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Carmelis. And the Carmelis, the Makam Patur, becomes a Carmelis. Male, you can't carry inside. So over here, giving an adin of a Carmelis is the chumra. But Echonam, you're dealing with a question, can I make an erev around it? Giving a dinner of Carmelis is a kula. So maybe over there the Ramah would not say what he says. That's what the base mayor says. But the truth is, the lush of the Ramah just sounds like he's saying it such unequivocally. This is a fact. They're Carmelis. Well, you know, that's not a fair statement. It seems to indicate that he is going with the opinion, which again, the Tazimog and Ram do go with, halacha l'maisa, that we assume the only 600,000 people and our Rishiyas are always Carmelis. So it's a Carmelis. I mean, he may. If you have a hagozu, there's a place, there's no Erev. So now, I skipped this line. The area beyond the door, you cannot carry from that area inside the house, even if the door is open or closed, doesn't make a difference. Okay. So So you have a problem, but there's no area there you can't carry. And the door of the shul faces out right to the street. And there's no little room or little, let's say, vestibule in front of the before you get to the door. Had there been, of course, that would be Rosh Hashanah, and then you can carry from there into the shul. But how come it may be a maftech? So the guard would bring the maftech. So they're going to be going to allow a shvus to shvus, telling a guy to carry in a carmelis the tzarch mitzvah of the rabbim to be able to open up the shul. I guess certainly the rabbim have locked the shuls this way that they can have a shul next morning to go into, and then open it up in the morning to go in, right? So the Jews should not accept the key from the goy, because what does it help him? Because he has the key, he can't stick it in the door. Right. So what's the eitzah? Like this. First of all, wait till you get under the mashkev. Then take it, unlock the door, don't open it, give it back to the goy, because you can't be machdus from there inside. First of all, maybe there is four tvachim, so that's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And outside, not under the mashkev, is a carmelis, or Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So you can't go inside with that. Metaltim and Carmel Shlifnei Basic Nessens Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Going under the roof in that situation would be considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So go under the roof, the area which is jutting out over the door, the mashkev. Okay, you come of tech me yarakum tachos a mashkev vachakach yifta chamanul. Now you open the door, you unlock the door. But v'lo yifta chadelis. Actually, Yasser Hamavteach, take the key out of the door, give it back to the goy, and then you open the door. Because maybe it doesn't have four tvachim. If it's a shomu carmelis, if it's not four tvachim, so that area is all carmelis, and you're carrying inside from the carmelis, and when you open the door with the key in it, that's called taking from a carmelis into Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Give it to the goy. Oh yeah, mineo betachtes haiskupa. Put it under the doors, the doorstep. On the mala lifnei shkivas adelis, on top, before where the door hits. Somewhere in the mashkev, but not beyond where the door hits, because then there would be a problem again of you taking it inside. So the best eitzah really is to create some type of a outside little room. So this idea of both of them standing in the doorway is not so practical necessarily. The room for both of them to sit in this little, stand in this little space. So therefore, the eitzah is. They really should create something outside.
This is more halakha l'maisa. This is theoretic.
This sounds like there's a practical problem.
Well, practical. So the guy has the key, right?
Right.
So the Jew opens the door, and then he gives it back to the guy the key again.
Right.
Why can't the guy just open the door?
Theoretically, you could do that also.
Now you're talking about unless he has a deal with the construction company. I mean, why do you have to build a room? You just have the guy do the whole thing. I mean. I don't understand the purpose of the transfer. I mean, that's what I'm saying. If it's theoretic, then I understand it just to teach you a point. But if it's real, I mean, what's the point then?
I think we can't have. It's not necessarily going to be mutter for the goy to. In other words, we're going to have to come up with the best solution is once the goy brings it in the air, the shamash will hold on to it the rest of Shabbos.
It sounds like to me that he was going to give the guy the key back.
He says, "Well, that was his point. You can't. What he used to do was the guy would come, the shaman should open the door and keep the key. He's saying that's not an eitzah.
What's the shaman going to do with the key when they're finished davening? What's he going to do then with the key?
Either that or they kept it open the rest of Shabbos. Right? Same, but the point is he wanted that key in his hands for after Shabbos.
Okay.
So that was what they used to do. He's saying this, so that was the problem.
Who went to the key in his hands?
The Shamish. So he says, so that's not an eight, so you're going to have to give it back to the Goy or hide it. And therefore, if you really want to hold on to it, the eight is to have the Goy do the whole process. It's to create this doorway. So now you can take it from him.
Right.
Assuming
even if it's a Carmelis.
Even be a Carmelis, but
it's still a Rabbanon.
That room would be a Rosh Hashanah, because the Goy carried for the Jew from a Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. That's Shus Hashanah Mokam Mitzvah. And then that's Mutter, and then you take it from him, and then you go from there. What's more negated to us is a situation where, I mean, this problem theoretically has a key belt. More common issue of this is a key belt. So some key belts, the way you do is you take the key off of the key belt.
Oh, then it's a problem.
You stick in the door. So okay, if outside is a Carmelis, I stick in the door. I open the door with the key in. That's a problem of Hachnosa from the Carmelis into Rishus Yochid. So I have to unlock the door, put the key back on the key belt, and then walk inside the house.
That the key stays attached to the belt.
Or the key stays attached to the belt the whole time. But if it's made that the key comes off and you use it to open, you would have to put it back onto the belt before you open the door. If you have a door which only opens with the key in it, so the only thing you're going to have is if a key belt with the key stays attached to the belt. Mm-hmm. So some of the key belts work like that. Some of them don't, depending on... You ever seen a key belt?
Yeah, I have one.
You have one? Okay. V'chein tzorach lizor shel yitaltem in avayas v'lechutz k'shu pasuach l'karmelis. You can't carry, you're inside the house and the door is open, but outside is a karmelis. You should not carry inside that house rakat shir shadel shaykev shom basuloi. You can't carry past the point where the door shuts, or even the door is open right now, but that's, till that malkum is considered shizu yachid. Shemein b'chelech chitzit shalei skupa b'chutz adel azar b'tvochim. Because if in the doorway, there isn't an area for tvochim, that area is not called karmelis. If beyond the door, in the doorway, the area beyond the door, in the doorway, doesn't have four tefachim, so it's not called Rosh Hashayachid, it's called Carmelis, and there's an issue from carrying from the house into that area. Because if it's not four tefachim, Havi Carmelis, we've been told to Rosh Hashayachid the Carmelis. So a person has to be careful, even when his door is open, he can't carry, and they used to have longer doorways than we do, I don't know. That beyond the door, there was... We continue on a little bit. That area is considered a Carmelis, assuming it's opening to a Carmelis. If it's opening to your front lawn, which is locked, which has a gate around it, has a fence around it, so fine. So right there is Rosh Hashanah. But if we open it into the street or whatever it is, so that was more of an issue. Are some of the apartments in the towers that you need the key to get into that? You have to leave the key in the lock to open it. Somebody asked me the Shiloh was in a case where the Arab was down. So assuming there was no Aruva Chetzeris in the building, so you couldn't carry in the hallway. So he asked me about leaving the key like somewhere like nearby a mat or something like that, and then picking it up and unlocking the door. So that's not a problem. The outer area is like a, it's the equivalent of a Carmelis, you know, it's a Rosh Hashanah, but it's the equivalent of a Carmelis, so you don't want to carry there. And going to the house would be also, taking the key into the house would be also. So, you know, this would be a key belt.
The
Eitzu
would be a key belt?
Yeah. The Eitzu would be a key belt? Then he said like this, the Ramah continued and said, the case where there's in front of the house, there is this ticker which is sticking out, which sticks out straight in front of the house, but it has no sides. So that area is not a Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't have walls. So it's dealt with as as a carmelist, like the area beyond that. If you first come out of the house, he goes under this portico, under this porch, which has no walls on the sides. That's not Rosh Hashanah. And then he goes straight from there into the carmelist. That's all carmelist area. So carrying from there inside would be problematic.
That's an awning, or is it an awning with poles?
It's an awning with poles, but there's no walls. There's no halachic walls. Either one. I mean, it could be either one.
They're equivalent.
Right. Okay. Same what they have in front of the stores. They have like this awning in front, like a door, a roof which shuts out over the front of the stores. What they do is they sort of extend the beams beyond the building, and they put boards across, and they create like a shade, the area, a shady area in front of the store. And why Hayes explains to you how they built it, but anyway, he does. So it doesn't have walls. So you cannot carry from there inside. But what do I carry from there beyond? If what's next to it is a caramel, so this is the caramel, and that's the caramel. So as long as you don't go dalaramas, it's mutter. However, if what's in front of this porch area is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so then you cannot carry. Also, you cannot carry from there the porch out to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Kavach and Makaro Yeshala did Carmelis. Once it has a roof, it's automatically a Carmelis. So this is clearly a Carmelis. That's Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. You cannot carry from a Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Kanabasim and Shimim Hesim Yadav. So that's not that you can't do.
What's mean Dina Kishus Shalfanah? It's like the Rishus Yachid?
It has the same set. No. The Rishus beyond the street. There's like a law like the street.
Shalfanah means outside?
Correct.
The Carmelists or the Rishus Rabbi?
Well, only really Carmelists, because it can't be Rishus Rabbi because it has a roof. So it cannot be considered Rishus Rabbi.
Lefnim means inside.
Look, for now, in front of it as you're going out, beyond it. You're right. V'cheng megagin shalom rabot l'fnei abatzim, same thing we have with the roofs which stick out beyond the front of the houses.
Hachnis mimana l'fneim means to inside, which is the yach.
Correct. Kosovatas. V'chan mavur ha-sofik shemistapkin by harba noshim binyan abayis. Sorry?
Hataz.
Yeah. So, from this remor, we can address the issue which many people wonder, the following issue. Being a bai sheyesh lefon of letzad erchev, gag berlet erchev. The house has this roof which extends out towards the street. Shkarim loshan Ashkenaz, fear libn, which fear means in front of Libin, I guess, a place to live, be a little porch. Ma din, and what halacha does it have? Im yochel etalta misham l'sham in habayis, you carry from the house to there, and vice versa. For harba toyim lomer, so some many people make a mistake and they think tikra haberlat l'rechayv yared v'soysim havikilu bonu alamata l'boritz. We have a rule p'tikra yared v'soysim. So we deal with this roof as if it's closing off all the area. So therefore, it's like it's been closed off totally. And you can carry inside. It's Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Zatataz, no. Kamash, the head of the derech, Shetach HaZagag, Rosh Hashanah Fenehem, Ayin Shah. Chet Kosta Kol Akhren. So that this area, you don't say Petek Riyar V'Soysim, we'll see later on why not. Okay, we'll see that on one side you can say Pitikra possibly, but not on three sides.
What do you mean by say Pitikra?
There's a rule called Pitikra Yarab Asosim, which is that the upper area, the face of the roof can count like a full wall. Matikunam, so what's the solution then? Shimiyesh lebidas agag amudin mitzad rechev. If the case is that this which is extending out has pillars supporting it and the outer edge, so those pillars can count as one side of a tzurus pesach. So now you need, so you have the house ends. If you have the picture, number 24, so it's extending out.
There's this post.
There's a post in the front, and there's nothing in the back.
Yeah, there's no post.
So what he's going to suggest to do is put another. You put something over here in the back. And now you have a tzuris pesach. And a tzuris pesach. And this is a tzuris pesach. Now you have three tzuris pesach. So you've solved your problem. You build. You put now.
What did you add?
I add a kana here and a kana here. This was here already. Oh, okay. These two mudim were here as support for the roof. So I just put one kana here and one kana here.
Oh, okay.
Solve the problem.
And that building didn't count for anything? I mean, like,
no, it doesn't. But it's not supporting it. The building is the building. This is its own area. It's outside.
But they're attached.
Even though they're attached, but it doesn't have, there's no tzuris pesach there.
Mm.
So what does that beam do to make a tzuris pesach when it seems like that wall? It's the same thing. It's what does the beam do now to make it a tzuris pesach that we didn't get from having the wall there?
The wall is side one. Tzuris pesach is side two. Making sense?
Yeah. So the roof line itself can't define the side.
The roof line, the tzuris pesach has to have two. Has to have. If theoretically, tzuris pesach is you have to the roof has to be on the roof of your tzuris pesach has to be on top of the pole. Here is a wall here.
Okay, so that's okay. You have to have
so there's a roof here, but there's no wall supporting it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. In the classical sense.
So the kana is like a just to demark it. It's that there's nothing really that's doing.
Well, it becomes a source of pesach then.
See, that's the part I don't get. I mean, it's on the ceiling part of it. It's touching the wall, isn't it? Isn't it touching the wall?
It's not resting on.
It is, but it's not resting on. Right.
You need something underneath that roof.
To create a source of pesach, I have to have this and I have to have this. Here I have here, I have nothing under the roof ends here. I have nothing under it. I have a wall next to it, so I have a wall here. But this, there's nothing under it to say that this is a doorway. I have to make it into a doorway. It's not a doorway.
So if the roof would have gone into the wall, it'd be okay.
That's so different. So let's say the situation would be that there'd be a step back in the building. So the roof would sit on top of the step back. So then I could argue that the step back functions like the pole towards the building. But in the case where he's pitching over here, where it was straight, the wall is straight up and down, that's not good. You don't have to.
Though, for the roof to extend into the setback, for it to function like a tzuris pesach.
It sounds like it's correct. I wouldn't want to commit to it without thinking about it a little more. Okay. So he says, so what's the solution? The solution is to put some poles in the back, and I've solved my problem. Okay.
Does that pole, based on this picture, the kana doesn't necessarily have to touch the roof, does it?
No, just 10 tefachim. So what's the solution? So yami kumachum and connect them gam konim and sarabatim. If you have poles on the outside, just put some poles, just some sticks over here inside. V'yela gag shaleim din tzuris pesach. That'll give the roof a din with tzuris pesach. Nimshesh yeis tzuris pesach. We call shloshet stodim. So now the two front poles count as tzuris pesach for the front. The kana here and the kana here count as tzuris pesach on the two sides. You have three tzuris pesach. You have the wall in the back. All four sides. And that's it. You've solved your problem. Now, if you have these row houses, which are immediately, one next to the other, and this was a long portico which was in front of a row of all of the houses, and it had one element here, one element here at the other end, and we just had. I remember growing up in an apartment complex like that, you know, where we have all these row of apartments, and then there was just this one long piece, which, and it had a pole one end, pole the other end, and that was it. Right? They don't make this anymore. It's just like real old fashioned. So Vayit did the same thing. In Tzarech Lasos L'chol Bayis U'Bayis, you don't have to make a Tzarech Lasos L'chol Bayis each house, right? So I'll do it. The edge over here, I'll make a Tzoras Pesach over there. Make a Tzoras Pesach over here, and this is a long Tzoras Pesach over here.
So that would be like a chatzer then, no? For all the
house. But then I would need a Ruvei Chatzeres. Right? So now we all share this communal roof. So it'll become our chotzer, so we have to do the chotzeris to allow us to carry in and out. We call Gavni also lahotzer lahachdus mina rishus rabim and tachas agagim mechen lehepel. You can't go the other direction. You can't carry from rishus rabim under the roofs or not. Whether you do a tikkun or not. That's only, you can't carry from the Shazarabim to there if that roof is four tvachim. Because that creates a carmelis beneath it. If it's less than that, it's nothing. So we'd be allowed to make her then carry from the Shazarabim to that area. Now he gives you a marmokim to chayodim. Why not chayodim klonim gimel sif yudal? I looked it up, and
it would be nothing
if it's right. Well, it would be part of it'll be part of the Rishus Rabbim, whatever. It'd be extensive Rishus Rabbim.
It could carry. From
it'll be a carmelis.
Rabbim into there.
It's a carmelis. You can carry for less than 4 amos. You can carry.
You couldn't carry into it from a Rishus Rabbim if it's a carmelis.
If it's a Rishus Rabbim in front of it, then it's a Makom Patur. If it's a carmelis, it's a carmelis. Like I said before. Now
you can't be carrying in the carmelis.
You can carry less than 4 amos.
Only less than 4 amos.
Right. So I looked up the Chayotim, and my knowledge of the words that he's referring to when he's describing this stable and the it's not just such the words. I can't picture what he's, you know, he's describing, like, you know, the way they used to set up their inn with the inn with the covered area of the way to the on the way to the stable. I don't get the picture. I can't picture what he's saying. So, like, I'm not sure we have anything which is similar to it nowadays.
This word they translate as
mir pasach. Right. So when the base of Shpizu was an inn. About the end there, and he's clearly talking about that there was some type of a connection, like a covered walkway from there to the stables. So you'd come in, and you'd stable your animals, and you'd go into the house. That much I got from looking at him. But after that, I lost him. Shartian points out one thing in Tezayin. He points out So you might have this long row of houses. There might be a little bit of a gap. The roofs might give a gap in between each one. So as long as it's less than 3 tefachim, it's like it's one long roof. If there'd be an area more than 3 tefachim in between each one of those, you'd have house A, and there'd be a little break, and then house B, and a little break. And there's a little open area between them. Then you're gonna, if it's less than 3 tefachim, you're okay. If it's more than 3 tefachim, you're in trouble.
Why is it a problem if it's more than 3 tefachim?
So then it's not one long roof. So I can't just put a Tzoras Pesach here and a Tzoras Pesach here and make this one long Tzoras Pesach. Because this is not one.
We're assuming the roof itself is broken up.
Right, the roof itself is broken up.
Didn't we have something like this with this long chain of houses that were sort of like, and some sort of break in between them, and we said there were like one long wall of the city. And they seem to be more than 3 tefachim.
That's true. That is true. The shadlis would that work for? It wouldn't work for Tzoras Pesach though.
Okay.
It'll work for a wall, but in other words, here we don't have a wall. We have to create a Tzoras Pesach. So if I create a Tzoras Pesach and I have a gap in my tzura, I have a problem.
So what did we have before then? For the
that was a loch of mechitza, a wall.
Yeah.
So as long as the oimen is merubah, it's considered a wall.
Okay, so that's okay. So it's a different shear then for wall and a ceiling.
Yes.
Okay.
Siman Shimrem Zayin. Al-Ezah Hitzah Chayiv Min HaTorah Ubay Sifechot. So what type of Hitzah is considered Hitzah which the person would be Chayiv on? This is basically this is the first Mishnah Masechta the Shabbos. Min HaTorah Ein Chayiv Ela Kishorker Chayiv Mishas HaYachid V'nichah Mishas HaRabim Ayibcha. Person for the Malach of Hitzah requires three parts. It requires an act of uprooting it from where it is. It has to be in a state of rest in area A. And you're doing an act of removing it from area A. Then you're transporting it or transferring it to area B. And you're going to be placing it down or putting it at rest. That's considered, it's now in area B. That's called a hanlocha. So it has to be a kira, a hitzah, and a hanlocha, a kira, or a hachnosa, bring it inside, and a hanlocha. That's the rice. So the rice, a person only chayv, he does all three steps. There's a fascinating piece from Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim says, we picture, what is the ikar of the malachas? So of course, these malachas, the hitzah, and we look at the tanai of the chiyav is there has to be a kira and a hanlocha. He says, no, the ikar malacha is the kira and a hanlocha, and there's a tanai of hitzah. He's coming to the Masechta Gemara, and the more talks about the din of kamli rabbanei, a person's doing the din of kamli rabbanei in regards to a person stole. So he's coming to the Masechta Gemara, but to answer the pshat in the Gemara, he comes out with this yisoid. So at first glance, it sounds very strange. The malacha is a hitzah. So the malacha is the transferring from rishos to rishos. Okay, with the tanai, I understand. With the tanai, you only chayv if it was you started here and you ended up here. But the malacha is. So I always let your mouth with that Reb Chaim Brisker with that rehearse that I told you. Of course, the Brisker is with out of their mind if I tell them that. But the rehearse's mouth with that the malacha, ikar malacha is that an item started out with an item is defined not by itself only, but by its relationship with where it is. So it starts out, it must start out in Rishus A and be at rest. So otherwise, it's not defined as that malacha. You have to redefine it by putting it into area B. So obviously it's not going to happen unless you transfer. But the yisod of the malacha is the change of status of what it was originally and what you're recreating by putting it in a new place. So the kira, removing it from place A and doing malacha and putting it in place B is the definition of the malacha. Without that, it's not a malacha b'chlal. The malacha isn't the movement. The malacha is the redefining of the item. And the chiddush is we define item based on not only by itself, but its relationship with the area around it.
I think it's both.
There's a Miri who says it's all three. There's a Miri.
I meant it's the kira and the anocha, and it's a transfer. Kira and anocha, if you do it in one rishus, it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
And if you take that kira and you go on back and forth, and you're not, and then you're dropping it back in the same rishus, you also didn't do anything. So
everybody agrees with the halacha issue. The shaila is what's the defining element of the malacha. The question being, is there a moment where there's no din of kamar abmine? In other words, is there a moment along the line where if a person would a moment of a chiyav misa, a chiyav misa, the mashal, parts from a chiyav moment.
Right.
So when we say a chiyav misa, parts from a chiyav moment.
So when you're saying he's stealing it, is that what's happening? He's
so one second.
It?
So when we say a chiyav misa, parts from a chiyav moment. So the question is like this. So do you many times the chiyav misa has X amount of requirements. Person puts the bread in the oven, so he's not chayav misa till it cooks.
Right.
So now it bakes. So he's only chayav misa when it bakes. He's not chayav misa since it's not chayav misa when he put it in.
Exactly.
So Reuven takes Shimon's dough and sticks it on the oven, and then he bakes. So the geneva was when he put it on the oven. He's not chayav misa for that. So no, that's not true, because once he's chayav misa, the chayav misa
is the geneva when he picks it up.
He picked it up three tefachim. It was onto the wall of the oven. So that's
forgetting the Shabbos for a second.
In general,
I'm taking your tape recorder, what am I chayiv on?
Either hagra three tefachim or he takes out the rishos.
Uh-huh. So clearly the Geneva comes
at the moment of transfer.
Way before.
So the key of, so in that, well, the
you don't need a transfer to, based on what you said to be chayev. So
the Gemara in the Ksuvos discusses a case where that he took it out, right? So he took it out. The moment he takes it out, he's not chayev. There's not chayev to does anoch.
Right.
Right? Which might be 5 minutes later, but the Geneva was earlier.
Right.
The Gemara says, no, it's not a problem because we say, you said that kira tzarech anoch. It means that the process, since all of these things are necessary for the process, even though the key of Misa isn't for that, so you say, come Raman Emet also. He says, but he says, if the final the Malach is the Hitzoah, of course he's chayav for that. Yeah, so tonight he has to be, finish it off. But you come and say afterwards, what's he chayav Misa for? He's chayav Misa for the act of taking it out, so of course he can't be paying Maman for that moment. So more than the case, he doesn't pick it up in Shizu Yochid. He schleps it out. There's a Kiro because he moved it. The Geneva is when the moment he takes it outside. Morris
says, "Oh, is that when the Geneva is when he has?"
If he didn't pick it up Gimel Tvachim, so he didn't do a Kenyan inside the Rosh Hashanah.
But you're saying if he picks up Gimel Tvachim and he doesn't move it out of
Ghana for it, he only picks up Gimel Tvachim.
That's probably going to happen before.
But the Morris says, in the case he's Gorer, if he schleps it,
okay.
So then it's not a Geneva until he actually pulls it out.
Okay. So the transfer of Rishus would also be, even if he doesn't do Hagbah.
But the more, right. So that's what the Mora says. Now, the Mora says, why is he put in that case? So the Mora has to come on to the aside of a Kira Tzarech Hanoch. That's, although every part of the process is enough to be Mechayiv, enough to be Hevden Kim Rebbe Nabminay. He says, Gebald in the belt. At the end of the day, when he finishes off, what's Mechayiv Misa for? He's Mechayiv Misa for moving it. So, of course, you can't be Mechayiv a moment from the Mice, which is Mechayiv Misa. Says Alamai, you see the transfer isn't the Maisa, it's Mekhai for Misa. What's Mekhai for Misa is putting it down over there. But you're not Chai unless it's a Tanai. It's a good Tanai also ponders.
Yeah.
The Miri says not only, the Miri says all three parts are all three are equal parts of the Malach. It's interesting. Anyway, so yeah, good. So the Malach of the rights is Akira, transfer, and on. Our Pasha Yadalifnim, Rechavitz Biyadai. Person has the item in his hands, sticks it inside. So at this point in time, he hasn't put it down yet because even though his hand is at rest, since his hand is attached to his body, which is outside, it's not called at rest inside yet. It's still as far as I'm concerned, it's not at rest. There's no hanacha yet on the inside. When the Tolach HaRer of Ibn Bifnim, somebody inside takes it out of his hands. So he didn't do a full malacha. He didn't do the Hanukkah. So we all did the Hanukkah. The opposite scenario, the guy inside stuck his hand outside, she said, one did the Kira, one did the Hanukkah. That's also Mirabban to do that. Yeah, let's hold it here. Okay. Tomorrow night, Bez Hashem, I actually call